This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's bring in Mike Fisher reacting to James Slater's report yesterday that Cowboy players think this coaching staff is totally unprepared. Quote, they don't teach. They don't have any sense of adjusting on the fly. They just are not good at their jobs. Brian Broaddus said that he has heard that two secondary coaches haven't been doing a very good job either. Kavanaugh took the other side and blasted the players as weak and whiny. And it's not the coaches' fault. It's that they're not good at playing football. Which side are you taking? Mike Fisher, Cowboys Insider, here with Sean and RJ on the home of America's team. Fish, what do you make of all this?
You know, the phrase dissension in Dallas might be a little strong, but it's, you know, it headed that way this week. And somebody asked me last night, do I feel like vindicated? Because, you know, I've been trying to explain that there is a there is a problem between the coaches and the players. There's a disconnect is the word that we kept using. And I want Cowboy fans to understand, Mike Fisher, Jane Slater, Sean Sharif, we're taking no pleasure in this. No, I'm not rooting against Mike McCarthy's coaching staff. I've developed some working friendships there. I'm not rooting against the Joneses or rooting against the players. But we have to do our best to try to get to the bottom of the truth. And so, I applaud Jane Slater for what she's done. I applaud 105.3 The Fan for trying to paint this picture, which is that this coaching staff has come in here and tried to do too much too soon. And in the opinion of some people, have shoved it down the throats of players who are trying to say, wait a minute, that doesn't work, or that doesn't make sense to me, or I don't understand it. And Sean, as you know, you and I talked last night. I had conversations, really helpful conversations with a handful of people last night. Most of them outside the building observers who have an understanding of how this works. And they're telling me, go back and look at film. They're saying, you know why the Cowboys defense looks confused all the time? And I'm like, okay, tell me. And they say, how often do you see other teams running up tempo against Dallas? I go, well, I guess a lot. And he goes, here's why. The Cowboys are so slow in getting their defensive call out to the defensive quarterback, in most cases, Jalen Smith. And then Jalen Smith is trying to listen to what he's being told and then explain it to the players and diagnose it, that you can see Jalen Smith pointing people in certain directions and barking out what the signal call is, and then we run the play. The offense is running the play in the middle of while you're still deciding what you're doing on defense. And then the offense leaves that now it's third and one. Well, the Cowboys want to bring in a different group. Nope. We go up tempo again. We keep our same 11 guys on the field. You're struggling to make your play call. You got the wrong guys on the field now. And once again, the coaches are putting in the play. It's going into Jalen's headset. Jalen starts to explain the play, and we run our play on offense again and catch you guys all looking flat-footed. That kind of stuff is part of putting in a new defense. And these coaches that are talking to me say, that doesn't mean they shouldn't have done it. You know, if you believe in what you believe in, you want to put in a new defense, fine, and that's going to take time. But in the meantime, you started 2-4 in large part because of it, and you've created a problem with players who have tried to tell Mike McCarthy, or at least people on his staff, Sean, they have tried to tell him, this doesn't work, we don't like this, I don't understand this. By the way, it's not just people on defense. It's not just people on defense that are in this camp.
Really?
And so when Mike McCarthy yesterday said, and I applaud him, he did media last night, I think it's 6, and he'll do it again at 10:30. I'm sure the subject will come up again. He said, listen, you know, I've told my players, I've always said this, come to me, come to us. He made the mistake of adding, you know, be a man. That's a mistake. That's a misstep by Mike. Because now he's telling his players who feel like, coach, we did come to you, and you didn't listen to us. So now we're frustrated, and our frustration's oozing out into the media. Now you're questioning our manhood because we did it. So that part was a mistake. But to have a good old B session, like some guys told me yesterday, they call it in the military, where, listen, take the stripes off your shirt. Doesn't matter what rank you are. Let's just sit in a circle here. If you got problems, let's just be about it. And no hard feelings. Nobody's gonna get their feelings hurt. You know, a private can say it to a sergeant. A sergeant can say it to a captain. That's what Mike McCarthy needs to do in today's team meeting. Not say, come on, you guys, be a bunch of men, but say, I've made a mistake. I haven't made it clear to you guys that when you have a problem, my door is open. And I want you to bring it to me, not because I'm mad at you today. I'm not mad at you. I just want every gripe, every bring it to me. Let's do it right now. And let's get it out, and let's work on it. And I hope Mike McCarthy is the leader that I think he is that would allow him to do that.
Mike Fisher here on The Fan. Do you remember this happening under Garrett's watch?
You know, I don't want to get sucked into the trap of making Garrett comparisons, because if I say one tiny little good thing about the Garrett regime, given the mood of this city regarding Jason Garrett, I'll just get bare. Nobody will hear my point. But Garrett's door was open.
Yeah,
there's no question about that. Including
I don't remember anyone while they were wearing the uniform doing this. I don't remember anonymous reports, anonymous leaks. When David Irving left, when Dez Bryant left, when Bryce Butler left, they talked. But yeah, I don't remember a ton of this happening in a decade.
The last one really was Brad Johnson. And well, at least that was the perception, it was Brad Johnson. With T.O. and Patrick Creighton, him letting everybody know that they went around Jason and Wade and went right up to the top. That was the perception.
Probably, you know, I mean, it's probably accurate to say not a ton. I think that's probably fair. Which doesn't mean there weren't some players that didn't agree with Jason Garrett, or even some that didn't like him. You know, towards the end with Dez, you remember, he did the press conference basically with me where he did call out what they were doing on offense, and then right after the press conference, he went right to Garrett's office. Remember that one? He went right to Garrett's office and said, "Coach, I want to tell you what I just said to the media. I don't want you to get sideswiped here. I came out at you today in the media, and so I'm not trying to praise Garrett. I'm not trying to say that the Garrett era was great. I am saying this: if you want to go back, if you want to look at some of the bad habits that have been developed here in the last 4 weeks." Let's leave Garrett out of it. Let's just talk about the previous. Let's make it Gary Brown. This team thinks it does fumble drills. Not compared to the way it used to, it doesn't. I know it doesn't. I know for a fact it doesn't. Mike McCarthy today needs to go to Zeke Elliott and say, son, I just figured out why you're fumbling now when you've never been a fumbler in your career. I just figured it out. Somebody in the building told me we used to do a drill. We used to do a fumble prevention drill. And that used to help you, and you used to like it. And Zeke could say, yeah, coach, as a matter of fact, that's true. We used to have my other arm lock up under my wrist when I went through a hole. Lock it. And that was a habit that I developed. And, coach, you know, you're right. I looked at my second fumble the other night. My other arm was out here flapping in the wind. What was I doing? That's a bad habit that's been developed because this team did not borrow something that worked for Zeke Elliott from the previous administration. You can see, you know how in poker, Choppy, you got tells, right?
Yeah.
Okay, there's guys, this is coaches talking to me, there's guys on this defense that have tells all over the place, and they haven't been coached out of it. So all over the place. And again, I'm not an I'm not a film study guy, but I see it now, and other teams see it too. So don't the Cowboys see it? Don't the Cowboys see it in themselves? If you're a poker player with tells and you're looking in the mirror at yourself, don't you see that you're doing it? So here's one coach telling me, Sean, he says last night, he says, Fish, you've heard this saying before. He says, I'm listening to you on the radio and I'm watching you on social media try to explain it. Here's the simple way. He says, you're either coaching it to happen or you're letting it happen.
Yes, but I mean, are we trying to say that Zeke's fumbling because they're not practicing anti-fumbling drills?
He didn't used to fumble, and they used to, and that was their baby. That was right up to the head coach. That was one of his pet projects. Is we're gonna do fumble protection, and it's a focus. So, we're asking for fixes for a guy that didn't used to fumble and now does. Well, I'm telling you, let's go back to when he didn't used to fumble and figure it out.
What I'm really worried about, Fish, is I thought we were getting a definite upgrade in football knowledge. You know, I'm not going to ask you to compare Jason, but Jason, personality-wise, great dude. Kept everyone upbeat, but, you know, we questioned his football intelligence. I did, in terms of being elite. And here's Mike McCarthy with this Super Bowl mystique and this amazing, you know, knowledge that he could exchange with Aaron Rodgers. And that's what's being called out in this report. Are you more worried about the way he's dealing with guys personality-wise or more worried about Mike McCarthy from a prep, from a football knowledge standpoint?
I say this about talk show hosts, and I say it about football coaches. If you were geniuses, go cure cancer. I've said this about Rick Carlisle, and you know my admiration for him. If Rick Carlisle was 5'9", he'd be a high school gym teacher. Seriously, he would have never played in the NBA, and therefore, how would he have ever become an NBA coach? What would have been the path? And Rick Carlisle is a very bright guy, psychology degree. So I always question whether or not just because this guy is a head coach that he's some super genius. I don't believe that. I believe that most head coaches in the NFL, the reason they're head coaches isn't because they're smart. It's because they were good at football. My slogan always is, as you guys know, I've said it to you guys a million times, that the way that I measure a good coach is improvement towards wins. And so the question came up to McCarthy last night, have you improved? And he hesitates for a while. He's talking about the team. Has your team improved? And he hesitates, and he repeats the question back. He says, have we improved? Then he gives this long answer. And at the end of it, he says, no.
Wow.
That's the measure. Not what you got on your SAT test, not what your IQ said, not did you get good grades in junior high school. I don't care. Are you improving towards wins? And Mike McCarthy is admitting we're not improving towards wins. We're not improving. And now we got guys in the building wondering about that Super Bowl mystique. Because, Sean, I know it lasts forever, but that doesn't really mean you were the better coach than the guy on the other sideline. It just means you were better that day.
Mike Fisher at Fish Sports. Hey, real quick, who's going to play left tackle?
Well, my particular favorite of the motley crew of candidates is Jordan Mills, who's started 32 straight games for the Bills a couple of years ago. He's a veteran on the practice squad, but that collection of guys, because now Brandon Knight has the knee and he had minor surgery a couple of weeks. We got the concussion issue with Zach Martin. So at least, you know, Jordan Mills, at least you put somebody out there who's old enough to drink and old enough to shave.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.